Okay, so here we go. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Internet Marketing Unleashed podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Pat. Please log on to Codology. And if you want to see any of our previous episodes, head over to www.askscottpat.com. And on the show with me today is our regular guest star, Mike Rotkin from the SEO Champion. Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And we want to talk about email today because there's, like, protect your email because this is a public service announcement from Internet Marketing Unleashed. But you've run into some problems, and I know I have had similar problems in the past with emails being sent not from you but looking like they're from you to a lot of your friends and associates and people that are on your list. So I know you're not a spammer, Mike, so what's happening?
Well, you know, this has been really interesting. Twitter was one of the first that and Twitter, by the way, they're not spamming, they're not that out of control to do it. But you know what's happening is now is the most prized possession. Email marketing is at, let me just mention the current stats, pay-per-click marketing is down. Email marketing is down a lot, and this comes from a very viable source. I know quite a bit of sources in the email marketing industry. So what's happening now is, okay, Hi5.com, from what I understand, I heard about 8 months ago, let's say, from a very reputable source, that Hi5.com moved to India. And Hi5.com, yeah, isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Of course, not something
let's say
that
the owner.
You know. The owner moved.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's some of the reasons why is I was doing some research and I was really digging up quite a bit of research on the who owns Hi5 and what they've done in the past. And I believe from my research that Hi5 is one of the biggest emailers in the world. So here's the thing. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So here's the thing is what's happening now is now this all started, you know, back in the day when, you know, somebody at AOL stole AOL's email list. I forgot what year it is, maybe it was 97, sold it for originally, and this is actually an article, there was an article, and it's probably maybe 10 years old now, but or more. They sold it for $50,000. Now that list got saturated out, and I believe that list was picked up by I'm not going to mention by some of the owners of a few social networks, let's just say. So here's the thing. All these emails that we've been getting spammed on from AOL, Yahoo, all this stuff, that is kind of, people are getting away from that and they know how to protect that. So now I'm looking at this because we're in the current and part of history right now because I know you mentioned to me what you're going to mention on your story, what happened, but what happened to me is I had set up some social networks on Hi5.com, actually just social pages for, a couple sites I have, Xanga, Xanga.com, and then Wayn.com. Now, I believe the source from my expertise, and I have an attorney looking at this too as well, a CAN-SPAM attorney, and Wayn.com, I believe, took my Gmail list, either somehow got into my Gmail list, and then possibly could have sold it off to, with me and many other members. So here's the thing is be very careful when you see these friend invites. You know, of course we see it on Facebook and you see it on, MySpace, Twitter, University Love Connection. Those are all viable sources. You know, those companies are not going to sell your personal email list. And it is completely against the law to sell somebody's private email list. It's not against the law to sell an email list of just, you know, users that sign up for CBS.com, you know, for CBS to sell opt-in emails. It's not, in order to sell an email legally, it has to have a first and last name or their email, and it must have a timestamp date recording of when that person opted in to get more emails.
Right.
Now, these people that own these websites are very smart. They comply. Actually, matter of fact, from what I've researched, Hi5 has complied but High Five has not complied, and that's why they moved to India. So that's really interesting in itself, and I know I laid the punches out there, and I might be, people try to, chat against me on the chat rooms, but the real story.
Right. Well, I want to talk just a little bit about High Five for people that are familiar with Facebook or Twitter but have never heard of them. They're a very large social network, and actually it's interesting because a lot of their growth is being fueled internationally. Actually, a lot of the social network growths overall are being fueled internationally. And High Five is ranked number 3 amongst social networks in the world, and it's focused almost all of its resources on international markets, particularly in Spanish-speaking countries. And of course, the Hispanic market in the United States is huge, so that totally makes sense. And traffic on High Five grew 87% from November 07 to November 08, and over 58 million unique visitors a month go to their site. So these guys are not small. And as of January 09, they claim to have more than 60 million unique visitors, about 4 million in the United States, and they're the number one social networking site in about 30 countries. So they're on track to take in more than $25 million in revenue this year, up from $15 million in 08 and about $10 million in 07, according to their CEO. And they've raised a bunch of venture capital to fuel this, and most of the money they make off of advertising and that sort of thing, which is kind of interesting because one of the things that another news article that's out there talks about is that they've got a deal to distribute games for Mocha Media, which is an online casual games network. And so they're putting a lot of emphasis on making money through the sale of virtual goods and services in addition to advertising, which makes sense. You want to, once you've established that you can put, pay-per-click ads on your site and make money, then you want to start looking at what are more profitable things that you can put on your site. And if you've got a social network and, what do people like to do when they get together? Oh, they like to, watch sports. They like to play games. So, it sounds like a pretty good philosophy. So, but having said that, they've recently laid off almost 40% of their workforce. And when you're talking about them moving to India, I'm wondering if that's not a precursor to, you lay off all the high-priced American workers and you pay rupees instead of dollars for the work being done in India. So it'll be interesting to watch. We'll keep an eye on High Five as we're moving forward.
Wow, I didn't even know that. That is amazing, but that goes with the whole story of why they moved to India. And I personally believe that their main move to India was to be out of the limelight because the owner of High5.com, I've read, he's been sued before, years ago and stuff. And what's interesting, just so we can let some users know out there, on some of these social sites that they've never heard of that just get so big. See, High Five, I personally believe since they're owned or partnered or whatever with the largest emailer in the world, not the gentleman that's being actually sued right now by Facebook, but we're talking maybe the second. So when they can email out and create their own social networks, and since they're in India, a company such as mine or anyone else cannot sue them because they're based out of India, even though they state that they're based out of San Francisco. I don't know what laws there is, but that's interesting. So, just the users out there, be very leery and do some research. And if you see anything kind of weird where, there's so much advertisement or they're trying to grab your emails or they're immediately asking for your invite without just putting it there and letting you go, I wouldn't even, sign up for it. High Five now is a reputable company. They've been a reputable company, and we can't knock them for owning the biggest email list in the world and emailing out literally, I believe they own between 80 to 160 million emails. Wow. And I'm pretty accurate with that information.
Interesting.
And
one of the things, for those of you that are maybe not quite sure what we're talking about here, oftentimes when you join a social network, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, or MySpace, or any of these, Bebo, or a lot of them, they'll say, you know what, invite your friends, and then it'll have a little program that will allow you to import your Hotmail email contact list, your Yahoo contact list, your Google contact list, and I have never in my life ever done that. And always when I have gone and joined a site, you know, I've just joined, and then people that are already members, that's who I become members with. I never ever try to enroll my friends into joining a particular site, you know, because I'm a member of Facebook and I've been a member of MySpace forever. I never go there, and LinkedIn, and there's a few others that, Twitter, I'm on Twitter, and some of the stuff I just do because I just want to test it out and see. See what it's all about, you know, because it's kind of important for in my position to be, have a kind of a finger on the pulse. But whenever I've done that, even like with Facebook, I mean, I would never, you know, put, and not because I think that they would do anything with it or anything else, but it's just kind of like, you know, my friends and the people that are on my business associates, I just think you're way too important for me to, and it's too close to spamming, right? Because it's not, like, if I really think, you know, oh, it's awesome and you should really join Facebook, I'll tell you in my show, and you decide then if you want to go and join, and you know I'm on it, right? Or I'll call you up personally and say, you know what, dude, you got to be on this because this thing is just exploding, or, you know, or I'll send you an email from myself to you alone telling you about it, right? I'm just not into this, you know, just tell the whole, you know, it's a viral type of thing for sure, and that's what they need for it to grow, but I just don't want to participate in it for my, you know, that's just the way I am, and you know, if you want to, then go for it. But I just think when I go and I give all my contacts to some of these companies, and who knows if they have a security breach or they have a little problem in their program and some hacker takes advantage of it and all of a sudden they download. You know, when somebody can get 2 million American Express credit card numbers or whichever company it was, you know, a couple of years ago because they, you know, or AOL publishes, you know, 5 million email addresses accidentally, I just think I'm going to keep my friends close to my chest, right? I'm not going to be responsible for their email addresses going out into the public domain. So
that's interesting.
So my email story, and this is, since we've been talking about email, I want to just, here's another thing to be careful of, right? I have a friend who went to some sort of event, and at the end of it got a whole a list of emails of people that she knew, right? And and then she sent out an email to all of those people saying, you know what, I want to go skiing or something like that, right? Or hiking or go dancing, you want to come or whatever. And I wasn't at this event, but I'm one of her friends, so I got that email too. And she sent everybody, when she sent it, everybody was in the to field. Right, so which means that I got to see all 50 email addresses, right? Which is no big deal because I'm not going to do anything with it. But you may find that some people are just going to scoop all those email addresses out, throw them into their email program, and or emailer program, and start spamming your friends, right? So you know, don't do that, right? Because if one of those people get a Trojan, and they're, I think 20% of computers have Trojans, which basically means that there's a possibility that 2 in the morning your computer turns itself on and starts mailing out spam, right? Because, you know, so don't, you know, so don't do that, because now all of a sudden, even if your computer is clean, your buddy's not, and all of a sudden all those emails get scooped up, and then everybody is getting an email from you even though you're not sending it, and they're going to get mad at you, and you just don't want to do that. So you want to put it in the BCC, which is the blind carbon copy. All they see is your name and your name, and they don't see anybody else's name or one person's name address. And then the other side of it is like one of these people didn't want to get emails from her anymore, so she went reply all, and all 49 of us got her please don't take me off your list email, right? So if you do get these and you don't want to, just go reply. Don't go reply to everybody, because all 49 of us don't need to see, you know, your conversation with this person. And so
that's wild.
That, and I think that's just like good email etiquette, right? Like when you go to visit somebody, you knock on the door, you don't open the door and walk right in, right? You know, I mean, that's just, you know, we just want to be polite here.
Also, yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, no, no, go ahead. I was going to just chat right after you're done chatting about exactly how the emails are grabbed while they're going through the process, because I just thought about it.
Okay, let's talk about that, because I want to talk about something that Google launched in November and how it's interesting that High Five is not involved. But we'll talk about that right after you talk about how this is done. Because I'm interested
it's not an unknown fact in this small. You know what's interesting, and I want to put this out there for everybody to know. The internet industry is so big, but at these conferences, the people that control it is so small. And, you know, since I can brush arms with Matt Cutts and, you know, brush arms with Lee Auden or so, walk by, just say hi, you know, it's just amazing. But it's not a surprise that you mentioned that High Five is not a part of certain things. And, but here's how, okay, I want to talk about actually, and I'm telling you, I'm going to have my attorney check into this real quick. Actually so quick that I sent off an email today, because I've been doing this 15 years. Matter of fact, you know what's real interesting, Scott, that I didn't mention to you? I just got off an email 2 days ago with somebody in charge of internet security for the government.
Wow.
And this is something I possibly, and you know, I want to stop this. Let's put it that way. And you know, hey, the hackers can try to hack me. I got plenty of stuff that I have plenty of people that work for me that are monitoring my stuff every minute. But the thing is, complete hacking comes from China and Russia right now, and that's what they're looking at. But here's how these email addresses are getting hijacked by by these orgs, and I can't put them out there till I can find it, but I've actually pinpointed it, and I'm going to exactly say what they're doing. So let's say here's what happens. You sign up on a friend invite, right?
Yeah.
When you sign up on a friend invite, I have a website called University Love Connection. My friend invites, I will never sell those lists, just to be on the record, because if this thing gets further and the controversy gets out of control and I do pinpoint, I will expose these websites big time, because I do not like companies that are emailing me. You know, because I've gotten 5 replies from CEOs that I know saying, Mike, you know, please stop spamming me. What's going on here? I said, I don't need to spam you. I mean, I got almost a million email lists. What do I need to use my own Gmail list for, you know? So
right.
here's how it works, though. Here's what they're doing. I just thought about this in my mind, and I created my own system, and my system, Friend Invite, is built on Twitter's Friend Invite. So it works the same way, as well as High Five and Zanga. Here's how it happens. When you put your email through and you send those friend invites, they are sending them, like you said, from you. So every email is coming from my email, but guess what? When you upload your entire list, what they don't tell you is right before you, when you click that send button, while this whole thing's processing, they're grabbing your whole list and they're putting it in their database of emails to keep.
Right.
That's exactly what's happening. So that is, from common sense tells me, is not legal. I will be speaking to the biggest canon spam attorney today, and to get a confirmation. And but this is something that people aren't complaining about, because there are actually these sites, you know, like there was even like the TRIPT trip site, so you could see other people. You know, I actually got an email back. I have a retail store, you know, in gardening. I got an email from the gardening CEO saying, Mike, you know, why are you sending me an email from TPR something, you know, some trip social site? And I said to him, I said, I'm not sending no emails from there. So, you know, I'm wondering now, I'm not nervous at all, because I'm going to get to the bottom of this, because they now mess with somebody that has a lot of experience. So I'm going to find out, because if they're selling these lists, all hell's going to break loose. We'll just put it that way.
There you go.
This
is it, breaking controversy as it happens, folks, and we're going to keep you up to date on the email controversy and how we can protect your emails and your business reputation, because it doesn't help your business. Like, just let's just say you've got a floral shop in a local community, right? And all of your customers, you collect their email addresses, you send them off, you know, Valentine's Day, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, graduation, all those sort of things, you know, anniversaries, you collect their anniversary dates and the birthdays and everything else, and then you're emailing people saying, you know, Valentine's coming up, we've got a special on roses, right? It's a great way to have a small business, and you got your good reputation, you got good products, everything else, and all of a sudden, all of your customers get an email from you telling them that they need Viagra. You know, You know, what's that going to do to your reputation? Because most people, they're going to be like that guy that called you, right? And they're going to say, hey, man, you know, why are you sending me this garbage, right? Like, I don't want to I'm mad at you now. They're not mad at whoever sent it because they think that the person that sent it is you. And they don't understand that, oh, no, that's not coming from me. It's some guy that, you know, you can just put any email address in as the from address that you want and send it off. You don't have to, you know, it's just weird that that's set up that way. You would think that it would, the only way you could send it is if that was the server that had the DNS for that domain name, but that's not the case. So oftentimes, this is why you get emails from PayPal, you get emails from your local bank and all the rest of it, and you never, ever, ever, ever click on any of those links. Because, like, I use a webmail-based webmail. That is, I don't use Outlook, I don't use Outlook Express, I don't use anything on my computers. My emails do not make it to my computer. They stay up on that server. And because it's a text-based program, I get to see what those links really are. So when it says, you know, go to, you know, click on here to, we're doing an account update and we found a problem. Please go here to fix it or something. You know, that's the sort of thing that they say, right? When you go and you click on that bankofamerica.com link, that's just what it looks like, right? That's not what the actual link is. It's really http://blah, blah, 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 blah. And I look at that. And they will have like Bank of America in there, but it's Bank of America as a subdomain of, you know, spam, the spam domain .com, right? And I look at these, oh, those bastards, right? They make it really look like, as close as they can, they make it look like it's the actual domain, right? Even if you look at what the actual link is, they try to make it look real. And, you know, these guys are really good at that. So you never, ever, if you get an email like that, you just delete it right away. Because if you go to that website, they will be able to download in the background spyware and Trojans and stuff onto your site. So that's why you never want to open those pages up.
You know what? I want to mention something off that because that's going to play into my other part. And I'm going to put all the cards out on the line. You know, I actually, since we've been talking live on podcast here, I've sent out 5 Twitters on my Twitter to 2,400 people. And because I got a couple emails of people saying I'm talking about the email hijacking. So they can listen to our podcast. But I want to, this is the second part that plays into the illegality of the whole issue, is the, where I'm trying to think where I was going here with this is what you just mentioned. You just mentioned what was the last thing you? The Trojan horses. Okay, here's the whole thing behind the Trojan horses is MySpace, Facebook, and all those sites. When you go onto those sites, they attach a Trojan horse, or not Trojan horse because it's MySpace, but they definitely attach a cookie, and that cookie is in a form of adware, spyware. Now the best thing to do is actually go to BestBuy.com and order Webroot software, and I have this on my as the first primary defense of line, but you have to remove these Trojans and small viruses, because these viruses, what people that we believe that we, you know, that that they know, oh, these are just viruses, they're a form of virus. They're not threatening to your computer. Some of them can be. That's why anything with an attachment, you don't know where it came from, delete it, don't even open it. Exactly. But check this out. You know what? Yeah. I will almost bet that HiFive.com has or had, because you had to have got someone out there, had to have given cooperation, and I believe it's Windows, you know, MSN, because a lot of people I heard years ago were very unhappy and were laid off at MSN, you know, and literally created Apple or went over to Apple and enhanced it. That, a lot of people that were very, and those people created ways to break through Windows systems. So here's the thing. Mm. This is going on to this day. And
well,
this
a war
plays
out
the
there
second
for
part.
Sure.
It is, it is. So this plays the second part is you've got to get adware, spyware, and run it when you start your computer, quarantine it, and get that stuff off there and run it when you get off, or get a Mac. Mac, they can kind of get through a little, but here's the thing is now if let's just kind of keep using HiFive as an example until I can actually see what's going on, because I don't believe that they're that, you know, stupid, let's say, and I don't like using those words, but I don't, you know, they're very brilliant, you know, what they did, but they are definitely, if they're not indirectly doing it, they're directly getting it possibly from somebody else, or it could be setting up subdirectories. So what happens is when you go on, like, give you an example of my father, he's retired, he plays poker on the internet, and this is a fact, I actually go there and I have to remove these viruses. He goes to PokerStars.net, and he plays for free. You know, he loves, yeah. We're in Vegas, you know, he just loves poker. He doesn't like gambling because, you know, for whatever reason, but he plays for free. But check this out. To this day, every single day I remove it, that little Trojan virus that's not a harmful one that can shut your computer down, but it what it does is, here's where I was going with it, that these viruses that we know of that we believe are just possibly threatening, what they're actually doing, they're following you around to see where you're shopping. And then they combine these demographics, because since I've been talking to these email houses lately, I'm not going to mention any names because there's good ones and there's bad ones, but the email houses, how do they get their demographics? Okay, when we're talking email houses, this is, you know, here's what an email house is. An email house is a company that buys fresh emails from, let's say, CBS.com, CNBC.com, ESPN.com, 5.com possibly, you know, any company that could buy emails from that are opted in, because it's not illegal to sell someone's email as long as that person replied back and opted in to sign up to a network.
Right.
But the second part of it is, it's not fair to jack a friend invite email, you know, your email, and then also try to watch where you're going and get, I mean, they are hitting every angle, and none of this has been talked about, let alone has been in the news, and that's why I've been in contact with the government myself. I'm in contact with the government, and this is something that, I grew up on the computer, and I'm not a pushover at all. I've butted heads with people in the SEO industry that see me as a threat, but the bottom line is I'm out for the good, and I will stop what I can, you know, and I just don't like what's going on. It's been going on too long, you know, with these viruses, and all these viruses are marketing ploys. That's all they are. They're sending information back where you're going. They're matching it up for marketing purposes. And then now, let me explain this little thing so people can understand how big companies like Hi5 and other companies have broken down their email lists. Here's what they do. You get an offer and you click on it, and let's say you actually convert that offer, a free trial or so, you are automatically, through a software that they created, this is not stuff you can buy out there, well, you probably can now, but they created a software that immediately, like within milliseconds, flies your email into this box that you converted a mortgage offer. So now they're going to resell your lead to all mortgage companies. How do you like that one?
Wow.
And then they, so I understand this. I always have. You know, I've understood this for at least the past 9 years, and even more since I own Session Social Networks myself, because I have to consult with attorneys before I do anything, and we have to be CANSPLAM compliant. So then I do keep up to date on all the laws, and I personally, you know, I want to stop this because they hit the wrong person here, you know, but that's, I wanted to, you know, not to sound like I'm, Mr. Ego, but I know what I'm talking about, and what I just said is the truth. That's 100% accurate, exactly. You know, not to the point of the law, you know, as far as, let's say, Hi5 says, oh, defamation of character, Michael Rodkin on podcast, you know, no, I'm not defaming nobody right now, but I'm just letting people know that, you know, if you're out there and you're listening to the podcast and you're trying to just, steal people's emails, our users and users out there, it's going to be stopped real soon. Because the great thing about it is, what I love, and that's why, certain companies moved to India, who's in office now? Mr. Barack Obama. I just got an email because I donated money to Barack Obama, so I'm on his email list of certain things going on. He is now reviewing cybernet security, thank God. And the good thing is Barack Obama carries the BlackBerry, and you know Scott, he's big on technology, and that's what we need. We need somebody to check in this, hire experts like me, which I've actually personally, directly through his administration, applied for the position. So this is going to be very interesting. And, until I actually... under confidence, we can keep chatting about it.
Cool. So here we've got a direct line to the president. Awesome. And I think that, you know, internet security is really important. And when you look at it, how hard would it be for the browsers to have a – I mean, they know the browser is the interface, right? So why not do something in the browser so that you cannot download stuff from another website without the permission of the owner of the computer? You know, it seems like it should be a fairly easy thing to do. So I just wanted to say that I was wrong earlier when I said Google didn't include High Five. They did. They launched a program called Open Social, which was a program interface to build social applications across the web. And there are sites that are already committed to supporting it are like Bebo, Friendster, High Five, which I didn't see the first time I looked at it, Plaxo, Oracle, Ning, MySpace, a whole bunch of them, although I don't see Facebook in there. But it's simply creating a standard for developers to run social applications in more places. So, you know, really the Internet 2.0 is all about interactivity, whereas before it really was like a static newspaper, right? You had a picture, you had text, that was it. But now we're seeing so much more user-generated content, we're seeing so much interaction, and that's one of the things that you really have to think about if you're wanting to build your business on the Internet. How can you add that social aspect? Because you're regardless of what industry you're in, if you're in the golf industry or you're in the mortgage industry or auction trading or whatever, you know, you want those people in your community to be able to communicate with each other and develop bonds, and that just makes your community stronger, and I think that's definitely the way the Internet is going.
That's a very good point. Yeah, and I thought, High Five could be grandfathered in with Google now that you thought about it, because I know I have seen High Five's buttons on on certain social toolbars. But that's interesting, that open, you know, social source, because that goes just with their open source in general. And what they're creating is just a mass amount of community. What I would kind of, going off of what's happened here, if you're going to sign up for social networks and start your own business, use a private email, I'm thinking now. You know, what do you think, Scott?
Yeah.
Don't use an email that you're going to use. Use an info at and then your website, you know, just something random. So if you upset certain people that, you know, off of other people hijacking your emails, you know, your important friends, or even possibly, let's say what if somebody's interviewing for a job? I mean, that's the whole extent of how big this thing is let's just take, you know, since we're in a bad economy, you got, I don't know how many millions of people laid off, and let's say that, you know, trying to contact staffing companies. That's another whole topic in itself we could talk about next week. Is staffing companies are just literally raking in all the data and selling all the information right now. It's
right.
Ridiculous. And I'm going to be, you know, I have good experience in this industry, and I want to kind of help out. That's where I'm coming from. But this is going to be interesting. But, you know, you can always trust, I love Google. Google's out for the dough because, you know why Facebook, I believe, is not invited to Google's open source? Because MSN owns part of it. They say MSN, since they own 1%, they're allowed to sit in all boardroom meetings at Facebook. So that's probably why. That just, you know, it's... And you know what's really interesting we could talk about next week, too? And you know who talked about it? It was Joelcom, and he was on your show.
Yeah.
Joelcom had a video out, I believe, a year or two ago, and he was talking about how Google, and they don't, because I get checks from Google every month for AdSense. They do not disclose to you how much money you get paid out and then how much money they get paid from the advertiser. So, you know, let's just hypothetically say, you know, someone gets a check for $1,000. We don't know if Google's paid $2,200 or they're paid $17, but we know if they were only keeping 20-30%, like Apple disclosed on their iPhone apps, they're keeping 30%, they'd come out with it. So the thing is, I love Google. You know, I love Matt Cutts. Matt Cutts is great. I always watch him. But be careful of Google, because the thing is, we're seeing a lot of changes now, and I'm one to pay attention to a lot of things. I got about 4 whiteboards here in my office. And what's happened is, and we talked about it last week a little, when Google was supporting Barack Obama when they got in. So if you look at just how they do their business and when things happen and when Google makes major changes, they usually do it when there's not a lot going on in their boat. And that's the wrong thing to do. You know, they, like we talked last week, Google came out with their own Twitter. So be a little careful of possibly Google rec sources, because I personally believe in the next 2 to 4 years that Google is not going to have the biggest amount of traffic as they do right now. And Yahoo and MSN Yahoo alone could possibly take that over. Yahoo just got a new CEO, and now from what you mentioned to me of how Facebook's not in there, that just shows more of a monopolizing mentality, which they never had. You know, they always had a mentality of, you know, being, user-friendly, let's say. You know, there's no more user-friendliness. Huh?
Their theme was always do no evil.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Microsoft was the evil empire, so they were the opposite. They were the uncola, do no evil.
Exactly.
So some fascinating stuff, Mike, as usual. I'm just always delighted to have you on because our conversations are just amazing, and I think there's lots of great meat there for people to take away. And if you're giving away your contact lists unknowingly to the social networks, think about it at least, and I'm not saying don't do it, but really, make sure you've thought about it before you go forward with it. And so, Mike, if somebody wanted to contact you for some SEO type work or information about SEO, where could they go?
They can go to actually just directly to SEOchampion.com. And they can just fill out a form request on the right. And actually, which I haven't, I've always had this division open. I actually, I was going to become a law student. I have five attorneys. All five of them are my friends now. And one of them, I won't disclose his name, but he happens to be the biggest internet can spam attorney in the world. He's interviewed by WebPro News. He's like an associate, very nice guy. I'll give him a plug out there. It's Clark Walton, Walton, weblaw.com. But he's more of a speaker now. But I'm actually going to, since there's not, I personally wanted to be an internet lawyer myself, just to let you know, because we can kind of, I can see how this is going to evolve here with a lot of this conversation. So if somebody needs internet law help too as well, please let me know. I have done it before, because I can get the right people together, and then with my expert, I've actually become an expert witness, on certain things. Now, you know how you get into a car accident, and they hire an expert witness, of a biochemical expert. I cover SEO, I love doing it, and I, put it that way, but internet law is a pretty big deal. So if you have any trouble, any questions too, and also please, if you we would like to talk about it. I'm sure Scott would love to chat about any questions that I get, that come in, and I'm sure I probably, will, and Scott will, but let us know if we can put your story on there, if something that you feel that's been done, because I think, Scott wouldn't mind chatting about internet law too as well and the legality of what's going on.
Yeah, it's always fascinating, for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure.
If you've enjoyed the show, if you've got any questions for Mike or myself, you could head over, or you want to hear previous shows. We've got lots of really good stuff in our previous episodes. Head over to Ask Scott Patton, Patton, only one T, .com, and leave some comments. If you've got some questions, leave some questions, and we appreciate the feedback. We've been getting lots of great feedback on the shows lately, which is one of the reasons why we're doing them more and more and on a more consistent basis. So that's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. Mike, thanks again for being our valued guest. We really appreciate having you and the insights that you bring.
You're welcome, and thank you so much again for having me on, Scott. Thank you.
Hey, talk to you soon, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Take care.